State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. We wrap up our State of Opportunity coverage for the year with a conversation between two women whose paths crossed after hearing a story on the radio. One of the women, Keisha, lives in poverty with her three young children. The other one, Judy, lives a very comfortable life in Ann Arbor with her husband. The two share the story of how they met a year ago, right around the holidays. We begin with Judy.
Well, one morning, my husband and I were getting up with Michigan Radio in our bedroom, and I heard this interview that gave me actual pause, and I just stopped. And my husband sort of noticed that I had stopped, so he stopped too, and we were listening.
Considering the world Keisha Johnson grew up in.
I slept outside once in the alley. Yep. My mom was in the house drunk, and we're bamming on the door, my brothers and sisters and I. We bamming. We couldn't get in, so I slept outside on a mattress in the alley.
And after I heard that, I said to him, you know, something really is motivating me to try to meet this woman. I feel so touched by her, and I feel for her situation, and I want to see if there's a way we can help. And he said, go for it. So I did.
I got the call from Jennifer, and I think maybe like a text message, and that a lady wanted to meet me and basically befriend me. And I was like, that sounds a little scary.
We met at Briarwood Mall at the PlayStation. And
we did.
As soon as I saw her, the radiant smile, the gorgeous person that you are, and inside and out, I was just like, yeah, this was right.
We had a great time in the mall. We talked, met her family. She met my family. We ate a little bit. And then Judy and her husband took us out to the parking lot. And she had like three or four huge, you know, the leaf bags of just all Christmas presents. I was like, wow. So then she asked me, she said, well, do you have a tree? I said, no, I don't have a tree. She was like, we're about to go get you a tree right now so you and your babies can have a very, very good Christmas. And she got me a real tree. That was the best Christmas ever. Never had a Christmas like that. That was awesome. Oh, my God, I love y'all so much. Y'all are the best. And I thank y'all so much.
You're going to make me cry.
No, don't cry. Don't cry. Don't. Judy wants the best for me, because believe me, when we talk, she's on my head. Are you doing this? Are you doing that? What do you need help with? What can I assist you with? Just so I can get on my feet where I want to be very, very bad. And she sees that. So
you honor me too much. I haven't really done that much for you.
It's the time. It's the thought. It's not just the monetary things and material things. Believe me.
I know.
Believe me. So I like that relationship that we have.
Well, you deserve every bit of it, and your greatness just shines through your smile.
Thank you.
I have every reason to believe you will be successful.
Thank you.
That was Keisha and Judy, two women whose lives have intersected thanks to the power of radio. I'm Jennifer Guerra. I produce the piece. Thanks for listening.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.